Blog Talk Radio.
This is a Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Private Officer International's radio show, the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International. On this Monday morning, the 11th day of December, as we just about have wrapped up another year. Today on the program, we have a lot of happenings, a lot of things going on, including the violence that continues to just bombard security and law enforcement across the country. But there is some good news on the horizon. We have to find it wherever we can. And even though it may be minuscule, small, maybe it's not that big, huge victory that we would love to have. In football and other sports, we call it take the W. No, I'm not really a big former college football player or I did play baseball, but it's just a win. We got to take that win wherever we can. We'll talk about that a little bit in today's radio. But as we wrap up 2023 and quickly rush into 2024, we can't help but to notice some of the reversals going on across the country. Mayors, governors, and even federal bodies, including federal judges, reversing their own decisions and rules and laws that we're making. And I'll be bringing some of those up, but I can tell you offhand, Washington, D.C., the mayor has all but surrendered. She has no choice. With hundreds and hundreds of murders, several hundred carjackings just this year, about 165 actually, but the year's not over, of course. Many of them by juvenile, and violence in such a way that D.C. hasn't seen for decades. I can remember back in the 80s and even the 90s, murders happening outside the gates of the Capitol, and how the Capitol Police, D.C. Police, and other federal law enforcement agencies bonded together to sweep the city, to control gun violence, to capture wanted suspects, and take away unauthorized illegal guns. And that really did lower the crime rate. New York City saw the same thing happen with the broken window theory, going in and taking care of the minor problems, of course. That was thrown out of the window with the influx of mayors who could care less about the city and was more about making money for themselves. And like I've said many times, this is not a political show, but it is a factual show. I'm speaking the facts. But now the mayor of D.C., who really has been soft on crime, let's just be honest, and really not, I don't want to say she was anti-police, but she wasn't a big supporter to the point where she should have been, and she helped to get rid of some laws, and she helped to decrease police proactiveness, and she helped do things that very questionable, and it hurt the city. Well, guess what? Now she's all pro-police. She's in a big hiring storm. She's in a big support storm. She's raising the salaries of police. But here's a big announcement coming out of D.C. on Friday. They pushed back on license plate readers. They pushed back on other technology to help capture criminals. And now they just announced Muriel Bowser, the mayor, and her new police chief just announced the creation of what's called a real-time crime center with hundreds of cameras across the city. They're going to monitor these cameras, license plate readers, shot spotter technology, AI, facial there's going to be technology that's been available to them forever, but now it's all coming together in a one-of-a-kind real-time crime center to help reduce violent crimes, shootings, carjackings, and wow, complete turnaround, a 360. But she's not the only one. California mayors, just in the last 2 weeks, also had to say, we need help. We need to combine our physical law enforcement presence with technology. In Tennessee, cities like Nashville pushed back on license plate readers and technology. They did allow a company to come in for a short amount of time to run a test program. And guess what? In day one, day two, the first week, they started hitting on stolen vehicles, wanted suspects. It was great. The mayor, well, they have a new mayor. He was just voted in. The other mayor kind of said, okay, well, the trial is up. Let's go ahead and we're not going to take him down, but we're going to shut him off. We don't know if they really did or not, but they supposed to have. Now, that technology is, again, being brought back, and it's happening across the country. Sadly, we're losing police through attrition, whether that's retirement or people just quitting. Just last week in Dayton, Ohio, part of the police academy walked out. That was the second police academy in the last month where part of their recruits said, no, this is not for me. I'm not going to risk my life. I'm not going to put it all on the line when people aren't going to support me. There are a lot of things happening, and that includes with private security. When I come back from the first break, we're going to be talking about technology. I've mentioned it for more than a couple of years, but I've got some things to tell you. We're going to talk about wrapping up this year, but more exciting news, really, about 2024.
Are you looking for the finest private security officer training in the Charlotte metropolitan area? Do you need PPS qualifications in armed or unarmed training? Or maybe you're over there across the line in South Carolina and you need the SLED training. Well, we've got the right training at the right time for you. Premier Training Academy, located at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in metropolitan Charlotte, North Carolina. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933. They also offer firearms training, personal protection, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Call John at 704-806-4933.
Rocking around your Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple trying to stop. Rocking around your Christmas tree
few days ago, POI received an email from a listener of the radio show and someone who follows our news blog and used to receive our newsletters, but I guess $50 subscription fee was too much for him, and he deleted that because he didn't want to pay the $50, but he did send an email kind of applauding all of the things that POI has done over the years and our current avenue of moving into technology and moving security forward. And he really was applauding us. I mean, saying great things. Sadly, he's not a member, never was. He's not a sponsor, never was. He never donated to the officer memorial, never did. He never got involved. Though he was a consumer of our news, our radio show, other things that we offer, which many people are just like that. And unfortunately, businesses of all sorts across the country experienced the same thing, the very thing. People are consuming what's free but not paying anything toward it, thinking everything is should just be free, and that's not how a business runs. And unfortunately, we've talked about this for 20 years now. And Private Officer International, I don't think that you can find another organization out there that supports both private security and private law enforcement in the manner that we do. And I'm not tooting our own horn or my horn. I'm not saying that we're great, but we are specifically an organization that was founded to offer services, but we need your support to do that. Membership has dropped off. Now that we require a subscription for our newsletters, readership has dropped off substantially from 12,000. I mean, in fact, we had many more than that. We can track the people who read our newsletters. We can even see when you forward them to someone, all of that has fallen off. We have a lot of things happening in the private security industry. No doubt we need to be focused, trained, managed. We need benefits. We need leadership. We need training. We need a whole lot of things. Many of those Private Officer International does bring forward. Anyways, this gentleman was really giving us a lot of accolades, a lot of props, a lot of, but he just didn't feel like it deserved his support financially. Recently, we had a different person contact us, said kind of the same thing, when he dropped off the newsletter list because of the subscription rate. I don't think you can go to many news websites these days, whether that be cable TV or regular local TV or your local newspaper, and find many that are giving away news for free. I don't know that you can go to any training facility, college, university, or even private trainer and have them give you a bunch of free courses. And if you know of some, send me their web addresses. I'll sign up today. We've always been fair. We've always been, I think, very cheap, affordable for training, for membership. Who can dispute $99 membership, lifetime membership, and you get patches, and you get a POI pin, and you get all of our support. You get the, I mean, who can not say that's a great deal? I belong to other organizations, and you can go to the website and look up all the various organizations, whether it be fire, police, EMS, security, whatever. Their memberships are in the $400, $500, $600, $800 range. go to one of their conferences, you're going to spend about $2,500 between the cost of the conference, airfare, and hotel. It's not cheap. We offered a conference along the beautiful Gulf Coast this year, and we could get some people to sign up for it, but not a lot. There should have been hundreds. We were only charging, I think it was $99. In fact, we were giving away some of the training, and we had very credentialed instructors. Well, this coming year will be different. We're working with a number of organizations. We're expanding outside of the contract security business, and we'll continue to assist and help proprietary security and private police across the country. We've this year accomplished many things, which we'll talk about right after January, but we have a brand new private law enforcement academy that trains in 6 states. We have the beginnings of a real-time crime center that will go online after the first. We have a lot of different specific services and benefits that you can't get elsewhere. I tell you all of this because 2023 is about over. We've got less than 3 weeks and they'll be done. 2024 is your opportunity to get on the bandwagon, to either decide you're going to be a professional or you're going to be one of those hourly rate service workers that McDonald's, Walmart, the grocery store, the gas station are all looking for. But if you want to be a professional and you want to get credentialed and you want to get training and you want to have specific benefits and you want to be part of a professional organization, well, here we are. You'll be able to contact us, www.privateofficer.org. We have a number of retired and former law enforcement members who send us emails regularly, contact us saying, hey, I can't believe you guys are now doing this. I can't believe you just offered that. Recently, during our Memorial Week, we offered the Memorial wristband. Well, a lot of people did take advantage of those, and I'm so thankful, and I'm glad that you did, but many didn't. But someone that was former law enforcement said, you guys are on top of it. You guys are knocking it out of the ballpark. You guys, and on. But unfortunately, not enough people do that. Over the last 20 plus years, we've heard things like, oh, what's the reason for being part of a organization, association? Oh, why do I need it? I'm not going to be around long enough. I'm just doing this temporarily. And then 5-10 years later, they still are doing it temporarily. We'd love to hear suggestions from our members and listeners. We'd love to hear comments. If you got something to say, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Remember, you can also follow our social media on Facebook, Private Officer International, twitter.com/Private Officer. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. I'm Rick McCann, founder and CEO, the mouth behind the microphone, and we'll be right back.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me.
Each day, those Those that protect and service in law enforcement put their lives on the line. These law enforcement officers often work long and irregular hours in tough and dangerous conditions, run a high risk of being attacked, wounded, or even killed by the very criminals that prey on us. Every year, hundreds of law enforcement officers are killed or seriously injured in the line of duty. Blue Alert is a system that provides the means to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously injure local, state, or federal law enforcement officers. Find out how you can truly help those who help. That's BlueAlert.us.
Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Whether you're looking for the top quality protective armor or protective clothing, stab-resistant vests or gloves, contact my friend Ben over at Body Armor USA. Give him a call, 516 area code, 817-1666. Again, that's area code 516-817-1666. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. No doubt about it.
In the past 8 or 9 days, 6 police officers have been killed, murdered, shot, ran over. The same number of security officers. Just recently, in the last 48 plus hours, a security officer was gunned down, shot to death at a 7-Eleven in Oakland, California, trying to stop a shoplifting. The second security officer killed trying to stop a shoplifting in the past week. The other one happened in New York City at a Macy's, stabbed to death. The second one was stabbed but survived. These are not the signs of the coming year. These are not the signs of something in the future. These have been happening for years. But since about 5 years ago, we can directly correlate the increased violence against anyone in uniform. This month, I have spent a majority of my time, and the rest of the month will be spent doing the same thing, training private law enforcement officers and a group of special agents. And we will be conducting further training next month in January, scenario-based training, as more and more county and city park rangers, more and more private law enforcement officers, more and more constables, more and more community service officers are out there on the line doing what law enforcement used to do. And unfortunately, I hate to keep saying the same thing over and over and preaching the same sermon, but we're not even seeing the iceberg, tip of the iceberg, of what's happening. I can tell you that from all signs that we see by reading more than 3,000 news sources every day, viewing tons of news videos, scanning social media across around the world, across the country, and beyond, yeah, even out to the space. We're seeing bad things on the horizon for not only police, but private security and private law enforcement. And we really need to prepare. Let me give you just a few things that's happened in recent days. A man brought a gun to a school in Memphis, a private school. Confronted by security, he said he wanted to shoot up the school. Daryl Golden, 27, was angered by a call that he received from someone at the school and decided to take it out. And you know, luckily he was stopped, but what if he had not been? In Auburn, Washington, at an auto auction, a man confronted by security during a robbery ran over the security officer, jumped into a vehicle and stole it, a vehicle that was being auctioned. The security officer is at the Harbor View Medical Center in serious condition. Is this just here and there? No. Nashville, Tennessee, a former Vanderbilt football star, B.J. Anderson, arrested after he bit security officers in the butt and other security officers in the chest during a scuffle at a Nashville downtown bar. Three security officers injured in a North Carolina school fight. The security officers transported. One is in bad condition. Two were treated and released. Several armored trucks robbed, shots fired in recent weeks in Illinois. Police arresting one of the suspects, Brian Snyder. Across the country, a North Dakota deputy killed intentionally by the son of a senator. The U.S. senator's son got into a pursuit, was involved in a pursuit. Ian Kramer, 42, then smashed intentionally into a patrol car, killing the deputy. Security officer shoots a man after being struck in San Antonio. The female security officer on patrol went to investigate when they saw people in a vehicle. That driver struck the security officer. She was thrown onto the hood of the vehicle and wound up shooting the driver. He is okay, but she was hospitalized. A security officer at a Columbus, Georgia apartment complex was shot. Highland Terrace Apartments police responded to the call for help. The security officer confronting trespassers on the complex when one of those pulled a gun for no reason, really, and shot the security officer. Another security officer in Texas also firing their weapon after another vehicle came toward them during an investigation of someone trespassing. The security officer was not injured. The driver of the vehicle fled, but police believe that they were wounded. In Santa Monica, California, a homeless man was arrested for stabbing a security officer at a building who confronted him for trespassing. The security officer asked that man to leave after he became aggressive. A verbal altercation soon turned into a physical altercation, and the man pulled out a knife and stabbed the security officer. In Washington, D.C., an armed special police officer working at a D.C. Walgreens was disarmed before the suspect robbed the store of $5,000. This happened in the Chinatown area of D.C. The suspect fled, the security police officer not injured, but police are looking for him. A man who tried to rob an HEB store, a grocery store in San Antonio, shot two security officers before they returned fire and shot and killed him. It happened on 415 North New Brunfels Avenue. San Antonio police said the man in his 40s first tried to rob the store. Then confronted by two security officers, he began firing at them. They returned fire. They were a better shot. He died. Police are investigating but believe it to be a self-defense situation. A woman is under arrest in Florida after stabbing Another apartment security officer, this one happened in Orlando. Police have taken the woman into custody. The security officer was transported but will survive, according to law enforcement. Four thieves break in to the Santa Anita Mall in Arcadia, California. They used hammers during a brazen robbery, smashing through the jewelry cases. Security was there but was unarmed. They were able to flee before police could arrive. Yeah, what can an unarmed security officer do? Across the country, headline after headline, security officer injury, police officers killed, security officers being killed, and it's non-stop. When you see news happening, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
My son served leukemia.
Do something amazing. Give blood.
In closing today, I just want to kind of reiterate what we've been talking about for months now. In the new year, 2024, some of the things that we'll be doing is expanding our training availability, more community training, bringing it out to the people, helping security companies and private police officers, private police departments to recruit, not only just to staff the position, but to recruit professionals and people, especially those coming out of the military and law enforcement who want to stay in the field, but they want to be involved in a professional company and get paid what they're worth. So we'll be working with those companies. We'll be offering a number of resources for them. We're currently designing an app. We'll have a brand new app for our members and as well as others in the security and private law enforcement arena. And we'll be holding maybe some of those roundtables with law enforcement and security. We did sideline all of that. A lot of other things happening, but we do plan on bringing that back and attempting that one more time, as well as doing some local community training rather than national conferences like many organizations do. We'll switch and we'll just do it in a smaller format and bring it to local places. Maybe logistically it's going to be better for the attendees, and maybe it might even work better for us. Last but not least, I've been talking about the Real-Time Crime Center and assisting security companies with technology which will help them to better protect their clients and their staff, especially those unarmed. And we'll be combining that with cameras, real-time surveillance, and we'll be making that available to private security companies, colleges and universities, local police, and others who need that technology. And in fact, I believe everyone these days could use that technology, and it definitely will act as a force multiplier for private security, private law enforcement, and small police departments, public safety at the hospital level, the college community, school level, and I think that this is going to really go over well. And everyone can get involved, because we're going to need installers of cameras. We're going to need to hire some folks for our surveillance center, the RTCC, Unified Real-Time Crime Center. And we'll be also expanding the role of private law enforcement in a number of states, working with several companies right now. About a half a dozen, right? And we'll be expanding on how private law enforcement is used and how they can combine technology like some police departments are doing. It's exciting, folks. As we increase our search for technology and more services, we'll be able to really be a standalone organization with standalone businesses. Back 20 years ago, we were told we were on the cutting edge as an association of anyone out there, and we still are. But now we're on the cutting edge of technology and being used by private people, private companies, private law enforcement. And this is exciting for you. It'll be a new tool. It'll be a new product that you'll be able to offer. For more information, please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll probably have at least one more radio show before the end of the year, but I do want to leave you with this thought. This is a very violent time of year. It's always been, historically, the time of year when there's more robberies, more car thefts, more car burglaries, more thefts, more shopliftings, more robberies. It just is. There's more people out. Criminals know that those people have money, they have gifts. More burglaries occur because they're looking for those gifts, those big screen TVs, computers, and other things that probably is waiting under the Christmas tree for someone, not them, but for someone. But those people are going to be out there, kind of like a scavenger hunt. And it's your job, your task as a security officer, a police officer, public safety, loss prevention, whatever it might be, working to prevent that. So I want you to be reminded of the dangers, even more now than in most times during the year, and to put some body armor on, get a body camera, go to the range, become an armed officer. But if none of those things are possible at this moment, how about situational awareness? How about seeing size up? How about officer safety? You can definitely practice those things. Know what's happening around you. Be alert. Understand crime is afoot and the criminals are prevalent everywhere. Until the next time, y'all be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Are you listening?
In the lane,
snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird,
if this day is a new birth. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman.
Yes, until the other kiddies knock him down. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.